Kirbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama daf Ayin Zayin. And just to throw it out there, if you missed Ayin Vav for whatever reason, or you don't have that kind of pretty solid in your head, this is going to be a tough daf for you, because we're continuing on the discussion we had yesterday, starting at the in the middle of Ayin Vav and Mid Aleph and going on all the way to the end. So basically, if, just to recap, because it's really kind of chashuv, even though, and especially since we don't really have an Mid Aleph here, so just let's just recap. Rabbi Shimon had said in the Mishnah, right, that he says if you steal hekdesh, that someone's chayv b'achrisan, that someone has to replace, right? We said there's two types of hekdesh. If you say, I'm going to take upon it myself a korban and then designate that cow, so the if the cow disappears, the obligation is still on you. So you have to bring another one that's called chayv b'achrisan. That means you have to replace it if it disappears. If kachim she'enu chayv b'achrisan, a korban that you don't have to replace is if you say that cow is a korban and then the cow disappears, let's say it was stolen, so then you don't have to replace it. So Rabbi Shimon had said that if you steal ganav tavach umagar, right, hekdesh dechayv b'achrisan, you're going to be chayv d'alvehe, and if it's inu chayv b'achrisan, if it's not, then you're not. So then Gemara had asked at the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, right, what, how does that ever work that you could shecht a korban, right, kodjim, right, because Rabbi Shimon holds that shchita she'en ruya lav shmei shchita, right? That if shchita is no good, right, that is not considered considered a shchita. It's not considered a shchita for to pay dalad v'hei. So how could you ever have a situation? Right? Again, you have a korban, right? You have a kutchim, but how could you have a scenario where you could shecht that korban, right, and be chayiv dalad v'hei? So we had three possibilities: two within Rabbi Yochanan and one within Reish Lakish. Right, Rabbi Yochanan had said, according to Rav Dimi, right, that the cases where you shechted tamimim, a tamim, a fully proper korban without a blemish, without a mum, bifnim inside the Beis Hamikdash, l'shem bailim, in order for the bailim, and we had said that you couldn't, right, that you shevech adam, that the blood had spilled. But long story short, he said you shechted a pure korban, a tamim korban inside the Beis Hamikdash. Ravin said in Rabbi Yochanan that the shech that you shechted the same type of animal, a tamim, inside of a samikdash, shelo l'shem bailim, right? Not for the bailim, so therefore you caused them a monetary loss. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita, that if you cause someone a monetary loss, even though it's not, you're not inflicting damage on himself, on the guy, so then you have to then you have to pay. Fine. Reish Lakish has said the case is no, you're not shechting a tamim animal, a complete animal, you're shechting a balmum. And you're shechting that balmum mibachutz. You're shechting a balmum is an animal you can't bring as a korban, right? You have to redeem it. So you're shechting a balmum outside the Beis HaMikdash, right? And then you're chayiv dalad vehe. So now we had said, right, one, two things, right, that Rabbi Elazar had explained, two things, right, within Reish Lakish Shita, right, that are necessary for that to work. Right, for you to, when you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, right, the Baal Mum, right, you need two halachic principles for that to work. Right, we had said two things. He said that kol ha'omed lizrok kizarok dami, that everything that is necessary to sprinkle, that everything that is able to sprinkle, that you can able sprinkle the korban, it's as if it has already been sprinkled. But kol ha'omed liftos, and anything that's going to be redeemed, what can be redeemed, right, able to be redeemed, it's as if it has been redeemed already. So the Gemara is now proving those two cases, right? We spent yesterday with the first part, right, the kola omid lizro kizorok dami, and now we're at the bottom, right, two lines up on ayin vav and beis, right, kola omid liftos kipadoi dami, that both of them, what's it called, that anything that can be redeemed needs to have, it's as if he has been redeemed already. So let's do that right now. So kol omid liftos kibadu dami, anything that has been redeemed, right, it was able to be redeemed, right, it's as if it has been redeemed already. The Tanya is learned that Rabbi Shimon Omer para she metame tumas ochlin, that a para duma can be metame tumas ochlin, right? We saw yesterday, right, the concept of tumas ochlin, that food can be mekabel tuma, but if something is not food, meaning you can't eat it, and you never could eat it, so then that is not going to be metame tumas ochlin. So a paraduma, right, is metame tumas ochlin, right? Why? Ho v'haisola shas hakosher, right? Since it had, right, one moment, right, it had a moment where it could be kosher, i.e. you shechted, again, just the paraduma process involves a shchita, right? At that moment, theoretically, you could eat it, right? Again, it's shechted, obviously, in a chanami, you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to do that, but that you're not allowed to, what's it called, if you somehow redeem the animal, for example, I mean, you can't eat a paraduma is what I meant, but if you shecht it and then you redeem it, right, so then it would be, that would be fine. So I had a shas kosher. If I'm a shlagish, not I'm a base, I'm a base, right, Omer Hayy Rabbi Shimon, para niftes al gabe ma rochta, that you could redeem, theoretically, you could redeem a paraduma on the maracha, on the fire, then even at that moment, right, if you find, Rashi says, fascinating, if you find another one, a nicer one, even if you went through the entire process, you shechted it, etc., all that stuff with the water and whatever, excuse me, even if the paraduma is burning, so you could theoretically redeem it, and if you found another one. So since it was able to be redeemed, it says if it was redeemed, and therefore, right, it was able to be eaten, and therefore it would be mekabel tuma. It's shaykh to tumas ochan. The alma kol omed liftos kibodui dami. That proves that kol omed liftos kibodui dami. Okay, now going back to now, if you're wondering by that whole one tosis over there, that also the tosis, you know, goes through all these concepts of right, this paraduma, right? It's very, very relevant if you ever learn Parshas Chukas and you kind of dive into this whole discussion. But okay, that's just if you're wondering what that whole long tosis is. What's it called? Yeah, Vayter Bishlama. So now going back to the two answers of Rabbi Yochanan. Again, we had two versions of Rabbi Yochanan Shita, but for our purposes, that's not really so necessary. Either way, just to remember, Rabbi Yochanan said the case is where you could have a proper Shita, according to Rabbi Shimon, is that if you shechted this korban and it was tamim, it was whole, and you shechted it inside Beis HaMikdash, and Reish Lakish said, no, you shechted, it was a bal mum, and you shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, I understand why Rabbi Yochanan lo amar k'Reish Lakish, shimer l'lakish, right? I understand why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Reish Lakish. Why? Debar la'okma, right, the masnisa nafila b'tmimim, because he wants to set up, right, the Mishnah, right, not to restrict it to a case of a bal mum, could even be a case of a tamim when the animal did not have a mum. Other shlagish my tamim l'ramak Rabbi Yochanan was, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan therefore say, why didn't Reish Lakish rather say like Rabbi Yochanan? So Amalchai, he would say to you, because utvacho umacharo, right? Again, the pasuk says, right, ki ignov ish shor ose utvacho umacharo chamisha bakar yishal in tachas ashor arba tzon tachas zeh, right? Again, the Torah gives two examples of where you can pay dalad v'hei. One is shechting, one is selling the animal. Kol hecha de ese b'mechira ese b'tvicha, right? Any time you're able to sell the animal, then you're able to shech the animal, meaning that, i.e., sell the animal and be chayiv dal behei, so too by tvicha. But if for whatever reason you couldn't sell this animal and be chayiv dal behei, like if it was kajim, because you're not doing anything with that animal, right? It's already kajim, right? You're not changing ownership or whatever, you're not changing status, so you wouldn't be chayiv dal behei. So, lese b'tvicha, right? You're not going to be chayiv in tvicha either. The whole dechim is having kajim, lo have mechira, right? Since if you sold kajim, right, it wouldn't be a sales, right? It means to be mechayiv you, right? So, litnei b'tvicha, right? You're also not going to be chayiv, right, if you would shecht it. You couldn't shackle it. Again, just to clarify, again, just this Sarisa Rashi, lo havi mechira, why wouldn't it be a sale, right, if you sell kachim? So again, we're talking the ain kachim tmimim yosim lechulin, because a tamim animal, if an animal is supposed to be a korban and it doesn't have a mum, you can't redeem that, you can't sell that, you can't get rid of that. That's why every time, right, you need to get rid of an animal that has a problematic status, what do you do? Right, very often the Gemara says, let it go into the field until it gets a mum, right, because only then can you deal with it. But if it's tamim, though, you can't do anything, you can't make it not chulin. It must be Reish Lakish, that's why you need to be talking about bali mumim, because if it's a tamim, right, you can't do anything about it. You can't shecht it. You can't sell it, rather, and therefore you also can't shecht it. Good. Vayter. If I was doing the tamayu, this is actually a machlokes we saw, right, elsewhere, right, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right, hold, according to themselves, right, they hold of their own opinions elsewhere, if you got Rashi, right, Rashi just explains that you need both of them, right, that you need, according to Reish Lakish, you need to be able to both sell and shecht, and Rabbi Yochanan says they're irrespective of each other, they're independent. Ditmar, it was said, Hamocher Trefa the Rabbi Shimon. According to a trefa, according to Rabbi Shimon, right, when you sell a trefa, again, Rabbi Shimon requires, if you remember, as we saw, that you have to have a shchita. Shchita shein really lav shmei shchita. The shchita you're doing is not a good shchita, right? That's not considered a shchita l'gabi dalad v'hei. So if you have a trefa, right, an animal, that's a trefa is an animal that's going to die within 12 months. If you shecht it, it's not, you can't eat it. So you can't shecht it. Right, so if you sell this animal, though, according to Rabbi Shimon, right, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Rabbi Shimon Reish Lakish Amar Potter. Rabbi Yochanan, right, says you're going to be Chayiv, Dal Behei, Reish Lakish says you're going to be Potter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Rabbi Yochanan says you're Chayiv because they're not related, because selling and shechting, right, are not related to each other. Avgad Delesa Tzvicha, even though you can't shecht it, right, because if you sell it, because if you shecht it, it won't be a good shechita, because it's a trefa. So Isa Ben Mechira, then you're able to sell it. Reish Lakish says, no, Potter. You're going to be Potter. Came to listen to Tvicha, let's say, but Mechira, once you can't do one, you can't do the other, right? And Bichayev, right, they go hand in hand. And that's their Shita. Fine. And now, again, that's only within Rabbi Shimon, right? According to the Chachamim, just to clarify, according to the Chachamim, who do not require the Shita to be Ru'uya, right? They say Shchita Shein Ru'uya Shmei Shchita, that if you shecht an animal and it's not good, right, so that is considered to be a Shchita. Right, it's not a good shechita. I mean, to let you eat it, right, it is considered to be a good shechita for dalav hay. Right, so this is whole like falls apart. This whole discussion falls apart. So that's why we said divrei Rabbi Shimon only according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, esvei Rabbi Yochanan really shlagish kasha Rabbi Yochanan asam rish shlagish gun of kilayim. Let's say you steal kilayim. Now kilayim, right? As you know, probably from your travails through Mishnayos and stuff. Right, can come in many forms. One of them is is interbreeding, right? A sheep and a goat. If you look at Rashi, mikivsa v'tayish, right? Ba, right? You have the kilayim is an offspring of a sheep and a goat. Alvagav d'ksev gavi tvicha se, right? Even though, just reading in Rashi, right? Even though, again, the puzzle specifies dalad hay is by a sheep. We'll see in a second, right? Okay, we'll see. Oh, that's he's quoting Gemara. We'll see in a minute. So anyway, let's say Reish Lakish is Rabbi Yochanan is asking on Reish Lakish. Let's say you steal kilayim, a hybrid animal, right? A mated crossbreed of a sheep and a goat. Right? Tavcha utavcha, right? And you shechted it. Utavcha trefa, right? And you shechted a trefa, meaning. That was poor. I apologize. Gun of kilayim v'tavcha, right? You stole kilayim and then you shechted it. Or trefa umachra, or you stole a trefa, right? And then you sold it. So mishalim yishna shlumi dalav hay, right? You're going to pay alav v'chamisha, you're going to pay dalav hay. So that's against what we just said, right? Trefa, right? We said a trefa, you're not going to be chayav. My lav Rabbi Shimon is, aren't we talking within Rabbi Shimon? Right? Within Rabbi Shimon Shita, Alma, apparently, what do you see? Alva Gavda Lesa B'tvicha Isa B'mechira. And therefore, since within Rabbi Shimon's Shita, that Shita, that's not good to eat the animal is not considered to be a shechita. Still, right, and you can't shech the trefa, but if you sell it, you're chayav dalav hay. That says exactly like Rabbi Yochanan. So I'm like, Rabbi Shlakish said back to him, no, the Rabbanan. No, we're talking about the Rabbanan shechita. We're holding within the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan, one second, hold on. If we're going to the Rabbanan, trefa b'mechira, isa b'zvicha lachsa. What do you mean? So the Rabbanan, why would we give a specific example, right, of selling the trefa? Right, what is it? Shechting a trefa is no good according to Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, shechting a trefa is not going to get you chiyuv dalav hay. Of course it is. They hold shechita shein ru'uya shmei shechita. They hold that a shechita that is no good is considered to be a shechita to be mechayiv dalav hay. So by both cases, if you shecht or sell a trefa, right, you're going to be chayiv dalav hay. Why did the Mishnah specific or the Brisa specifically say trefa umachra, that you stole a trefa and you sold it? Why shouldn't that be so specific? So Elamai, Rabbi Shimon's Gemara says, but what, you can't say it's Rabbi Shimon either. Because kilayim b'tvicha isa b'mechira lasa. Because why? What's the difference between according to Rabbi Shimon, right? Meaning that what's it called? Meaning it's because also specifically by mechira by kilayim is shaykh to both, right? By the case the crossbreeding of a sheep and a goat, right? You're allowed to sell it. You're allowed to shecht it. You're allowed to eat it. Right? It's not. It can't be bring as a korban. But you can, eat it. It's still kosher, right? Goats and sheep are kosher. So the child of both of them would also be kosher as well. So kilayim, so the Mishnah, when it's specified, right, you stole kilayim and then you shechted it, right? Why would it say you can't, if you sell it, that's not a good sale? Of course it is. It's Ella, no. So Gemara says, really, tana tvicha, v'hu adin l'mechira. Right, really, right, again, the Brisa was not being... was not being specific, right? It's a tvicha, right, and mechira as well. It's a imla rabbanan namitana tvicha v'odil mechira. Right, again, the dafka that was not the brisa there was not being specific. You can't learn anything out from that. Rabbi Yochanan amelcha. Rabbi Yochanan would say to you, no, hi my iya marta b'shlamer b'shimon aydi tana trefa b'chada tana kilaim right b'chada. Rabbi Yochanan again. Why did he bring that whole kasha? Again, isn't it obvious that the price is not being specific, he would say no. Right? If according to Rabbi Shimon, I understand why it had to be specific. That's why he said trefa, right? And you sold the trefa, and therefore by kilayim, it also gave one example of what you can do with kilayim. El ilam, I'm just rabbanan. But if you tell me Reish Lakish that this price is the rabbanan, like you needed to say, right? Why nitarvinu v'nitinu? Why don't you just have both cases? Right? Gun of kilayim the trefa. And tavchon machra mishan tishlumi arba chamisha. Meaning, yes, it was specific by both cases, but if both of them have the same halachos, like you say, according to the Rabbanan, it should have just listed both examples together, kilayim and trefa. Right? Why did it split it and and seemingly very specific, and that would be a kasha against Reish Lakish, because then it seems to be like the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara says kasha, you're right, in Echanami, right? That is kind of difficult. Okay, fine. The Bryce is now going to ask a kasha on what we just quoted, but we're going to stop here by Kilayim. We're going to stop here. We'll go by Tanahel Gishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.